可能会成为新冠病毒全球大流行的下一个震中。这次疫情最早起源于中国湖北省武汉市，中国的感染者达8万多，死亡人数3200多人。中国疫情从2月下旬开始逐步放缓，湖北省周二宣布将从周3开始取消民众的出行限制。在中国疫情放缓的同时，欧美的疫情迅速恶化。据路透社报道，美国贝莱德投资集团旗下的贝莱德投资研究所表示，新冠病毒疫情是全球宏观经济前景遭遇的一只很大的黑天鹅。到发稿时间为止，新冠病毒已经扩散到世界194个国家和地区，感染人数达到39.5万多，造成17240人死亡。世界卫生组织发言人哈里斯在日内瓦对媒体表示，美国的疫情发展速度非常快，在过去24小时内，全球85%的新增病例都发生在欧洲和美国，其中美国占了40%。美国确诊病例是46485例，死亡人数是591例。尽管新冠病毒在美国迅速蔓延，美国总统特朗普周二表示，他希望美国经济在复活节，也就是4月12日前重新开放。快速蔓延的疫情已经对美国经济造成了打击。特朗普对福克斯新闻表示，疫情损害了经济，他希望企业能够尽快复工。最近几周，金融市场急剧下跌，美国股市的波动性达到历史最高水平，数以百万计的美国人待在家里，失业人数不断增加，企业开始为支付房租发愁。美国媒体报道说，特朗普的一些经济顾问和支持者对停摆式的抗疫措施所造成的沉重经济代价表示了担心。特朗普表示，他担心延长复工时间会加大经济复苏的难度，并指出美国人可以在重返工作岗位的同时继续采取保持社交距离的措施。在接受福克斯新闻采访之后，特朗普在白宫的新闻发布会上说，但请放心，我们所做的每一个决定都是完全基于我们公民的健康安全和福祉。美国海军24日通报，部署在太平洋的航空母舰罗斯福号上发现3例新冠病毒确诊病例，这3人的密切接触者已经在船上接受隔离。与此同时，海军也已经派遣直升机将3人载往国防部位于太平洋地区的医院，这是首例正在部署任务中的船舰出现船员感染。航空母舰舰体庞大，估计船上有超过5000名的官兵。海军作战部部长吉尔迪表示，现在仍然无法确知病毒从何而来。尽管该船15天前曾停泊越南建港，但是船上的人员及物资靠着直升机等航空器来来去去，要将范围缩小非常困难。美国代理海军部长穆德利指出，这是我们即使发现新冠病毒案例之后，也有能力维持船舰在海上执勤的一个例子。他还表示，海军的综合战力仍在保持戒备中。美国国防部长埃斯珀日前提醒美军，新冠疫情可能会持续8至10周。美国众议院外交委员会首席共和党成员麦克考众议员24日致函亚马逊、脸书、谷歌和推特公司的首席执行官，要求他们立即禁止中共媒体机构以及他们的官员使用这些公司的社交媒体平台来散布有关2019新冠病毒的不实信息，后者包括美国军方把病毒带到武汉的谣言。麦克考批评中共的行为严重威胁到全球应对疫情的公共卫生与国际合作。中国外交部发言人赵立坚上星期在推特上说，可能是美军在参加武汉军运会期间把冠状病毒带到了武汉。
欢迎收听美国之音中文部播出的英语教学课程，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA。 这是第46课第一讲，我是肖华。
我是郑玉文。今天我们继续跟随 Stewart 一家人的生活来学习美国英语。这一次我们跟 Richard Stewart 去宾夕法尼亚州的一个小镇。听众朋友一定还记得 Richard 是专业摄影师，他现在正在美国各地为他的一本新书拍摄照片。
Richard 发现手头的胶卷要用完了，就到镇上的小店去买。他一边买胶卷，一边和店主攀谈。这个时候，突然响起了警报声。店主告诉 Richard 这是火警，而他呢，也是义务消防员，所以得赶紧关门去救火。
Richard 要求店主让他一起去火灾现场，因为他曾经受过拍摄火灾的特殊培训。
在听课文的全文之前，我们先熟悉几个课文中的单词和词组。
Photograph, P-H-O-T-O-G-R-A-P-H. Photograph 可以用作名词，也可以用作动词。名词的意思是呢，照片、相片。动词的意思是摄影、拍照。这个词的后面呢，加上字母 I 和 C， 就成了形容词 photographic， P H O T O G R A P H I C， 意思呢就是摄影的。
Ring， R I N G， 在用作动词的时候，它的意思是按铃，发出铃声或者响声。Ring up 就是用收款机来结算一下一共多少钱。
Plus， P-L-U-S， Plus 在课文里呢是介词，意思是加、加上。
Siren， S-I-R-E-N， 名词，意思是警报、警笛。
Firehouse， F-I-R-E-H-O-U-S-E， Firehouse 是由 fire 和 house 两个词组成的名词，意思是消防队、消防站。 Fireman， F-I-R-E-M-A-N， 是由 fire 和 man 组成的名词， Fireman 是指消防队员。
Location，L-O-C-A-T-I-O-N， Location 是名词，意思是位置、地点。
好，下面我们把课文完整的听一遍。
There you go， 8, 9 and 10. You got my last 10 rolls of photographic film. This is a small town here. I've never sold so many rolls in one day
And I've never run out of film so quickly. I guess that's because there are lots of interesting things to photograph in Pennsylvania.
Is taking pictures your business?
Yes, I'm a professional photographer. I'm working on a book about America. I've been traveling around the country for over a month.
Just taking pictures?
Just taking pictures.
Where are you from?
New York.
The big city. Now there's a different way of life.
Mm-hmm. It's no small town.
Let me ring up your order. All right. 10 rolls at $3.50 a roll. That's 35. Plus tax makes $36.75.
Here you go. $36.75 exactly.
Thank you for shopping at Elmer's General Store. I hope you come back sometime.
What does that siren mean?
That's a fire. And that's my call from the firehouse. I'm going to have to close up the store right now.
Are you going to fight a fire?
Yep, I'm a volunteer fireman. Now hold on. Any minute they'll be telling me the location of the fire.
Structure fire at 37 Cooper Street.
That's it.
That's 37 Cooper Street. Structure fire.
You're going there right now?
Just as fast as I can drive there.
Would you mind if I came with you?
Are you trained to fight fires too?
No, but I'm trained to photograph them.
Well, as long as you're careful and you don't get in the way, I guess it's okay. Let's get going.
Structure fire at 37 Cooper Street.
All over town, men and even a few women are answering this call. They're stopping work and jumping in their cars, all heading to the same place.
How many volunteers are there in this town?
About 30. We could use a few more. We're all volunteer firefighters. We don't get paid for what we do. In a town this size, there isn't enough money to pay full-time firefighters.See this car passing us just now?
It says Fred's Pizza on the side. Is he a firefighter too?
Freddy? He's our fire chief.
刚才是课文的全文，接下来我们分段讲解，并且逐句把它翻译成中文。在课文的第一段里， Richard 在小店里买胶卷，由于他一下子就买了十卷胶卷，店主问摄影是不是就是他的专业。
There you go. 8, 9, and 10. You got my last 10 rolls of photographic film. This is a small town here. I've never sold so many rolls in one day.
好，给你八、九、十。你把我最后十卷胶卷全都买走了。这儿是个小镇，我还从来没有在这一天内卖过那么多的胶卷。
And I've never run out of film so quickly. I guess that's because there are lots of interesting things to photograph in Pennsylvania.
我也从来没有这么快就把胶卷用完了。我想，这大概是因为宾夕法尼亚州有很多东西都值得拍摄。
Is taking pictures your business?
摄影是你的职业吗？
Yes, I'm a professional photographer. I'm working on a book about America. I've been traveling around the country for over a month.
是的，我是专业摄影师，我现在正准备出一本关于美国的书，已经在美国各地旅行了一个多月了。
Just taking pictures?
只是拍照片吗？
Just taking pictures.
只是拍照片。第一段课文是 Richard 在买东西的时候和小杂货店的店主之间的对话。Richard 一共买了十个胶卷，店主呢在一个一个的数。店主对 Richard 说 ：“There you go, there you go。”这个短语呢可以根据具体情况而翻译成不同的中文。在课文里的意思是：“给你。
”I've never sold so many rolls in one day。我从来没有在一天以内卖出这么多卷胶卷。这么多就是 so many。So 呢是表示程度的副词，在这段课文里它是强调数量之多，所以在说话的时候对 so 这个词还要加重一些语气。例如 I had never seen so many tall buildings until I visited New York City. 在去纽约市之前啊，我从来没有见过那么多的高楼大厦。
Richard 也用 so quickly 来强调他从来没有这么快就把胶卷用完过。I've never run out of film so quickly. Run out of 是一个固定的动词和副词搭配，意思是用完、用光。比如说 ，The enemy had to surrender because they had run out of food and other supplies. 敌人弹尽粮绝，只好投降了。
Photograph 做名词的时候，意思是相片，口语里经常省略成 photo， 而做动词的时候呢，意思就是。拍照片 Let's photograph the girl 咱们给这女孩照一张相吧
当然照相也可以说 Take pictures 店主问 Richard Is taking pictures your business? Business 在这个句子里不是生意或者买卖的意思而是指职业所以这个句子的意思是啊，摄影是你的职业吗或者说你的职业就是摄影吗下面我们来讲解课文的第二段。Richard 告诉店主他来自纽约。店主说那儿的生活和这个小镇可大不一样。两个人说着话买胶卷这笔生意也就做完了。
Where are you from?
你是从什么地方来的？
New York.
纽约。
The big city. Now there's a different way of life.
大城市，那儿的生活方式不大一样吧？
Mm-hmm. It's no small town.
绝不是个小地方。
Let me ring up your order. All right. 10 rolls at $3.50 a roll. That's 35.Plus tax makes $36.75.
我来算钱，好，$3五十美分一卷，一共十卷，那就是$35，再加上税，总共是$36.75。
Here you go, $36.75 exactly.
给你钱，$36.75，正好。
Thank you for shopping at Elmer's General Store. I hope you come back sometime.
谢谢你在 Elmer's 杂货店购物，希望你以后再来。
Where are you from? 是一句非常简单的英文，意思是您是哪儿的人，或者您从哪儿来。杂货店主问 Richard 这个问题之后， Richard 立即回答说，纽约。课文中的这种情形啊，当然不难回答，不过对美国的一些移民来说呀，有时候这个问题并不好回答。
这是因为啊，问话的人有可能像杂货店的老板一样，他只是问你从什么地方来，但是呢，也有可能是出于文化上的兴趣，他想知道比如你是越南裔、日本裔还是中国裔。有的时候啊，后一种人呢，他会在问话里加上 originally 这个词，这是最初最早的意思。所以 Where are you originally from? 要是听到这种问话，那就是在问你原先是来自哪个国家。
杂货店主一听 Richard 来自纽约市，马上就说 There's a different way of life. Way of life 就是生活方式，这是一个泛指的概念，既包括自由啊、民主啊等抽象的理念，也包括一些具体的日常生活习惯。
另外呢，我们在讲解生词的时候已经解释了 ring up 这个词组的意思，就是用收款机把顾客买的每一样东西的价格加在一起，算出总数，然后呢收钱找钱。
ring 的原意是发出响声铃声，收款机呢一般都是在操作完成的时候发出一声铃响，所以 ring up 就被用来表示交钱和找钱这个过程。
在美国商店里啊，货品的价格是不包括销售税的，收款机再把每样东西的价钱加起来得到总数以后呢，还要加上税，这才是顾客应该要付的钱。购买货品的总数再加上税，也就是 plus tax。
接下来是课文的第三段， Richard 正要和杂货店的店主道别，忽然听见外面响起了警报声，店主说他是义务消防员，现在要关门，马上去救火。
What does that siren mean?
这警报是什么意思？
That's a fire. And that's my call from the firehouse. I'm going to have to close up the store right now.
这是火警，这是消防队在呼我，我现在就得把店铺门关掉。
Are you going to fight a fire?
你要去救火吗？
Yep, I'm a volunteer fireman. Now hold on. Any minute, they'll be telling me the location of the fire.
Structure fire at 37 Cooper Street.
That's it.
对，我是义务消防员。等等，他们马上就会告诉我火灾地点。来了。
You're going there right now?
你马上就去吗？
Just as fast as I can drive there.
我要开车尽快赶到。
Would you mind if I came with you?
我可不可以和你一起去？
Are you trained to fight fires too?
你也受过灭火的训练吗？
No, but I'm trained to photograph them.
没有，但是我接受过拍摄火灾的培训。
Well, as long as you're careful and you don't get in the way, I guess it's okay. Let's get going.
只要你自己小心，别碍事儿，我想应该可以，咱们走吧。
做英语教学节目时间久了啊，听得什么都想，应该怎么翻译呢？不过这一段课文开头的警报啊，不用翻译，全世界的火警啊 都是大同小异。
好了，你别忙着翻译情报了，咱们还是来讲讲 firehouse 这个组合词吧。
行啊， firehouse 是 fire 火和 house 房子组成的词，不过这个组合词啊就不能妄为生意，它不是火房或者着火的房子，而是救火的人平时值班的地方，也就是消防队。不过呢，也有不少组合词是可以望文生义的。就拿 fire 这个词来说，它组成的组合词包括 firebomb 燃烧弹、 fireplace 壁炉、 firepower 火力等等。
说到火啊，英文和中文在救火这个词的说法上有些不同，中文说救火，而英文的字面意思呢则是斗火， fight a fire。 Richard 呢问杂货店的老板， Are you going to fight a fire? 你要去救火吗？
英文 now N-O-W 表示现在， I must go now， 我必须现在就走。但是如果说 right now 就是立刻马上的意思。Close up the store right now 就是商店马上关门。还有 Richard 问店主， You are going there right now? 你马上就到那儿去吗？
Just as fast as I can drive there， 我要尽快开车去。像这种句子呢，一定要把尽量的意思给翻译出来，但是也不能够按照字面的意思来直接翻译。举个例子吧， The little boy ran as fast as his legs could carry him。
啊，中文就是啊，这小男孩的腿能带着他跑多快他就跑多快。
哎呦，萧华哪有这样说话的，其实啊中文的意思就是他拼命的跑。
哎，后来 Richard 想和杂货店的老板一起到火灾现场去，店主同意了吗？
店主啊答应带他去，可是呢条件是他不能碍事儿。 In the way 就是阻挡妨碍的意思。我们接下来听课文的第四段，也是最后一段。杂货店店主告诉 Richard 发生了火灾，全镇的男女居民正一起出动灭火。他还说啊，所有的消防队员都是义务人员，因为维持专业消防队的费用太高了。
All over town, men and even a few women are answering this call. They're stopping work and jumping in their cars, all heading to the same place.
正在全镇各处的一些男人还有好几位女士都在响应消防队的呼唤，他们停下手中的工作，跳进汽车，全都赶往同一个地点。
How many volunteers are there in this town?
这个镇里有多少义务消防员？
About 30. We could use a few more. We're all volunteer firefighters. We don't get paid for what we do. In a town this size, there isn't enough money to pay full-time firefighters.
大约有30名，再多点人就更好了。我们都是义务消防员，不拿任何报酬。像我们这样的小镇，没有足够的资金来维持专业消防队。
See this car passing us just now?
看见刚过去的那辆汽车了吗？
It says Fred's Pizza on the side. Is he a firefighter too?
车的旁边印着 Fred's 比萨饼的字样，他也是消防员吗？
Freddy, he's our fire chief.
Freddy.他是我们的消防队长。
杂货店主一边开车前往着火地点，一边对 Richard 说，在全镇各处的一些人都在 answering this call。 在这里啊， call 是消防队的呼唤， answer this call 是响应这个呼唤，也就是听到呼唤后前往火灾现场。
嗯，这个镇上啊有大约30名志愿消防队员，但是看来还不够。 We could use a few more， 再多点人呢、啊、就更好了。 Could 这种用法呢比较独特，看起来啊是陈述句，但实际上呢它却表达了愿望或是要求。哎，打个比方吧，萧华你现在要下班了，可是呢我需要你帮忙，我就跟你说，萧华 I could use some extra help。这实际上啊就是在委婉的表示希望你能留下来帮我一下的愿望。
嗨，需要帮忙就直接说好了，而且我帮助人啊从来都是分文不取。 I don't get paid for helping people. Pay for something 是为某事付钱。 How much did you pay for the new TV set? 你花了多少钱买那台新电视机？ Get paid 是挣钱，挣到钱。 We don't get paid for what we do. What we do 是指义务消防队员的事儿。全句话是说，我们做义务消防队员是没有报酬的，或者说没有工资的。
听众朋友，您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目 Tuning in the USA， 收听美国英语。我们刚才对课文进行了分段翻译和讲解，下面把课文从头到尾听一遍。
There you go. 8, 9, and 10. You got my last 10 rolls of photographic film. This is a small town here. I've never sold so many rolls in one day.
And I've never run out of film so quickly. I guess that's because there are lots of interesting things to photograph in Pennsylvania.
Is taking pictures your business?
Yes, I'm a professional photographer. I'm working on a book about America. I've been traveling around the country for over a month.
Just taking pictures?
Just taking pictures.
Where are you from?
New York.
The big city. Now there's a different way of life.
Mm-hmm. It's no small town.
Let me ring up your order. All right, 10 rolls at $3.50 a roll. That's 35. Plus tax makes $36.75.
Here you go. $36.75 exactly.
Thank you for shopping at Elmer's General Store. I hope you come back sometime.
What does that siren mean?
That's a fire. And that's my call from the firehouse. I'm going to have to close up the store right now.
Are you going to fight a fire?
Yep, I'm a volunteer fireman. Now hold on. Any minute they'll be telling me the location of the fire.
Structure fire at 37 Cooper Street.
That's it.
That's 37 Cooper Street, structure fire.
You're going there right now?
Just as fast as I can drive there.
Would you mind if I came with you?
Are you trained to fight fires too?
No, but I'm trained to photograph them.
Well, as long as you're careful and you don't get in the way, I guess it's okay. Let's get going.
Structure fire at 37 Cooper Street.
All over town, men and even a few women are answering this call.They're stopping work and jumping in their cars, all heading to the same place.
How many volunteers are there in this town?
About 30. We could use a few more. We're all volunteer firefighters. We don't get paid for what we do. In a town this size, there isn't enough money to pay full-time firefighters. See this car passing us just now?
It says Fred's Pizza on the side.Is he a firefighter too?
Freddy? He's our fire chief.
听众朋友，在结束这一讲之前，我们根据课文内容做一个英文的问答练习，请大家听完每个问题之后用英语回答。
What was Richard doing in the store? He was buying film.What did Richard hear while talking with the store owner? He heard a siren. Why did the store owner have to close up the store? Because he was a volunteer fireman and had to fight the fire.How many volunteer firefighters were there in the small town? About 30. Why didn't they have full-time firefighters? Because the small town did not have enough money.
各位听众，收听美国英语第46课第一讲播送完了。
我是郑玉文，
我是肖华，
谢谢大家收听，
下次节目再见。
各位听众， 世界卫生组织周二称，美国可能会成为新冠病毒全球大流行的下一个震中。这次疫情最早起源于中国湖北省武汉市，中国的感染者达8万多，死亡人数3200多人。中国疫情从2月下旬开始逐步放缓，湖北省周二宣布将从周3开始取消民众的出行限制。在中国疫情放缓的同时，欧美的疫情迅速恶化。据路透社报道，美国贝莱德投资集团旗下的贝莱德投资研究所表示，新冠病毒疫情是全球宏观经济前景遭遇的一只很大的黑天鹅。到发稿时间为止，新冠病毒已经扩散到世界194个国家和地区，感染人数达到39.5万多，造成17240人死亡。世界卫生组织发言人哈里斯在日内瓦对媒体表示，美国的疫情发展速度非常快，在过去24小时内，全球85%的新增病例都发生在欧洲和美国，其中美国占了40%。美国确诊病例是46485例，死亡人数是591例。尽管新冠病毒在美国迅速蔓延，美国总统特朗普周二表示，他希望美国经济在复活节，也就是4月12日前重新开放。快速蔓延的疫情已经对美国经济造成了打击。特朗普对福克斯新闻表示，疫情损害了经济，他希望企业能够尽快复工。最近几周，金融市场急剧下跌，美国股市的波动性达到历史最高水平，数以百万计的美国人待在家里，失业人数不断增加，企业开始为支付房租发愁。美国媒体报道说，特朗普的一些经济顾问和支持者对停摆式的抗疫措施所造成的沉重经济代价表示了担心。特朗普表示，他担心延长复工时间会加大经济复苏的难度，并指出美国人可以在重返工作岗位的同时继续采取保持社交距离的措施。在接受福克斯新闻采访之后，特朗普在白宫的新闻发布会上说，但请放心，我们所做的每一个决定都是完全基于我们公民的健康安全和福祉。美国海军24日通报，部署在太平洋的航空母舰罗斯福号上发现3例新冠病毒确诊病例，这3人的密切接触者已经在船上接受隔离。与此同时，海军也已经派遣直升机将3人载往国防部位于太平洋地区的医院，这是首例正在部署任务中的船舰出现船员感染。航空母舰舰体庞大，估计船上有超过5000名的官兵。海军作战部部长吉尔迪表示，现在仍然无法确知病毒从何而来。尽管该船15天前曾停泊越南建港，但是船上的人员及物资靠着直升机等航空器来来去去，要将范围缩小非常困难。美国代理海军部长穆德利指出，这是我们即使发现新冠病毒案例之后，也有能力维持船舰在海上执勤的一个例子。他还表示，海军的综合战力仍在保持戒备中。美国国防部长埃斯珀日前提醒美军，新冠疫情可能会持续8至10周。美国众议院外交委员会首席共和党成员麦克考众议员24日致函亚马逊、脸书、谷歌和推特公司的首席执行官，要求他们立即禁止中共媒体机构以及他们的官员使用这些公司的社交媒体平台来散布有关2019新冠病毒的不实信息，后者包括美国军方把病毒带到武汉的谣言。麦克考批评中共的行为严重威胁到全球应对疫情的公共卫生与国际合作。中国外交部发言人赵立坚上星期在推特上说，可能是美军在参加武汉军运会期间把冠状病毒带到了武汉。
欢迎收听美国之音中文部播出的英语教学课程，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA。 这是第46课第一讲，我是肖华。
我是郑玉文。今天我们继续跟随 Stewart 一家人的生活来学习美国英语。这一次我们跟 Richard Stewart 去宾夕法尼亚州的一个小镇。听众朋友一定还记得 Richard 是专业摄影师，他现在正在美国各地为他的一本新书拍摄照片。
Richard 发现手头的胶卷要用完了，就到镇上的小店去买。他一边买胶卷，一边和店主攀谈。这个时候突然响起了警报声，店主告诉 Richard 这是火警，而他呢也是义务消防员，所以得赶紧关门去救火。
Richard 要求店主让他一起去火灾现场，因为他曾经受过拍摄火灾的特殊培训。
在听课文的全文之前，我们先熟悉几个课文中的单词和词组。
Photograph， P-H-O-T-O-G-R-A-P-H， Photograph 可以用作名词，也可以用作动词。名词的意思是呢，照片、相片，动词的意思是摄影、拍照。这个词的后面呢加上字母 I 和 C， 就成了形容词 photographic， P-H-O-T-O-G-R-A-P-H-I-C， 意思呢就是摄影的。
Ring， R-I-N-G， 在用作动词的时候，它的意思是按铃，发出铃声或者响声。Ring up 就是用收款机来结算一下一共多少钱。
Plus， P-L-U-S， Plus 在课文里呢是介词，意思是加、加上。
Siren， S-I-R-E-N， 名词，意思是警报、警笛。
Firehouse， F-I-R-E-H-O-U-S-E， Firehouse 是由 fire 和 house 两个词组成的名词，意思是消防队、消防站。 Fireman， F-I-R-E-M-A-N， 是由 fire 和 man 组成的名词， Fireman 是指消防队员。
Location， L-O-C-A-T-I-O-N， Location 是名词，意思是位置、地点。
好，下面我们把课文完整的听一遍。
There you go， 8, 9 and 10. You got my last 10 rolls of photographic film. This is a small town here. I've never sold so many rolls in one day.
And I've never run out of film so quickly. I guess that's because there are lots of interesting things to photograph in Pennsylvania.
Is taking pictures your business?
Yes, I'm a professional photographer. I'm working on a book about America. I've been traveling around the country for over a month.
Just taking pictures?
Just taking pictures.
Where are you from?
New York.
The big city. Now there's a different way of life.
Mm-hmm. It's no small town.
Let me ring up your order. All right. 10 rolls at $3.50 a roll. That's 35. Plus tax makes $36.75.
Here you go. $36.75 exactly.
Thank you for shopping at Elmer's General Store. I hope you come back sometime.
What does that siren mean?
That's a fire. And that's my call from the firehouse. I'm going to have to close up the store right now.
Are you going to fight a fire?
Yep, I'm a volunteer fireman. Now hold on. Any minute they'll be telling me the location of the fire.
Structure fire at 37 Cooper Street.
That's it.
That's 37 Cooper Street. Structure fire.
You're going there right now?
Just as fast as I can drive there.
Would you mind if I came with you?
Are you trained to fight fires too?
No, but I'm trained to photograph them.
Well, as long as you're careful and you don't get in the way, I guess it's okay. Let's get going.
Structure fire at 37 Cooper Street.
All over town, men and even a few women are answering this call. They're stopping work and jumping in their cars, all heading to the same place.
How many volunteers are there in this town?
About 30. We could use a few more. We're all volunteer firefighters. We don't get paid for what we do. In a town this size, there isn't enough money to pay full-time firefighters.See this car passing us just now?
It says Fred's Pizza on the side. Is he a firefighter too?
Freddy? He's our fire chief.
刚才是课文的全文，接下来我们分段讲解，并且逐句把它翻译成中文。在课文的第一段里， Richard 在小店里买胶卷，由于他一下子就买了十卷胶卷，店主问摄影是不是就是他的专业。
There you go. 8, 9 and 10. You got my last 10 rolls of photographic film. This is a small town here. I've never sold so many rolls in one day.
好，给你八、九、十。你把我最后十卷胶卷全都买走了。这儿是个小镇，我还从来没有在这一天内卖过那么多的胶卷。
And I've never run out of film so quickly. I guess that's because there are lots of interesting things to photograph in Pennsylvania.
我也从来没有这么快就把胶卷用完了。我想这大概是因为宾夕法尼亚州有很多东西都值得拍摄。
Is taking pictures your business?
摄影是你的职业吗？
Yes, I'm a professional photographer. I'm working on a book about America. I've been traveling around the country for over a month.
是的，我是专业摄影师，我现在正准备出一本关于美国的书，已经在美国各地旅行了一个多月了。
Just taking pictures?
只是拍照片吗？
Just taking pictures.
只是拍照片。第一段课文是 Richard 在买东西的时候和小杂货店的店主之间的对话。Richard 一共买了十个胶卷，店主呢在一个一个的数。店主对 Richard 说 ：“There you go, there you go。”这个短语呢可以根据具体情况而翻译成不同的中文。在课文里的意思是：“给你。
”I've never sold so many rolls in one day。我从来没有在一天以内卖出这么多卷胶卷。这么多就是 so many。So 呢是表示程度的副词，在这段课文里它是强调数量之多，所以在说话的时候对 so 这个词还要加重一些语气。例如 I had never seen so many tall buildings until I visited New York City. 在去纽约市之前啊，我从来没有见过那么多的高楼大厦。
Richard 也用 so quickly 来强调他从来没有这么快就把胶卷用完过。I've never run out of film so quickly. Run out of 是一个固定的动词和副词搭配，意思是用完、用光。比如说 ，The enemy had to surrender because they had run out of food and other supplies. 敌人弹尽粮绝，只好投降了。
Photograph 做名词的时候，意思是相片，口语里经常省略成 photo， 而做动词的时候呢，意思就是。拍照片 Let's photograph the girl 咱们给这女孩照一张相吧
当然照相也可以说 Take pictures 店主问 Richard Is taking pictures your business? Business 在这个句子里不是生意或者买卖的意思而是指职业所以这个句子的意思是啊，摄影是你的职业吗或者说你的职业就是摄影吗下面我们来讲解课文的第二段。Richard 告诉店主他来自纽约。店主说那儿的生活和这个小镇可大不一样。两个人说着话买胶卷这笔生意也就做完了。
Where are you from?
你是从什么地方来的
？New York，
纽约。
The big city. Now there's a different way of life.
大城市那儿的生活方式不大一样吧
？Mm-hmm. It's no small town.
绝不是个小地方。
Let me ring up your order. All right, 10 rolls at $3.50 a roll. That's 35. Plus tax makes 36.75.
我来算钱，好。$350一卷，一共10卷，那就是$35，再加上税，总共是$36.75。
Here you go, $36.75 exactly.
给你钱，$36.75，正好。
Thank you for shopping at Elmer's General Store. I hope you come back sometime.
谢谢你在 Elmer's 杂货店购物，希望你以后再来。
Where are you from? 是一句非常简单的英文，意思是您是哪儿的人，或者您从哪儿来。杂货店主问 Richard 这个问题之后， Richard 立即回答说纽约。课文中的这种情形啊，当然不难回答，不过对美国的一些移民来说呀，有时候这个问题并不好回答。
这是因为啊，问话的人有可能像杂货店的老板一样，他只是问你从什么地方来，但是呢，也有可能是出于文化上的兴趣，他想知道比如你是越南裔、日本裔还是中国裔。有的时候啊，后一种人呢，他会在问话里加上 originally 这个词，这是最初最早的意思。所以 Where are you originally from?要是听到这种问话，那就是在问你原先是来自哪个国家。
杂货店主一听 Richard 来自纽约市，马上就说 There's a different way of life. Way of life 就是生活方式，这是一个泛指的概念，既包括自由啊、民主啊等抽象的理念，也包括一些具体的日常生活习惯。
另外呢，我们在讲解生词的时候已经解释了 ring up这个词组的意思，就是用收款机把顾客买的每一样东西的价格加在一起，算出总数，然后呢收钱找钱。
Ring 的原意是发出响声、铃声，收款机呢一般都是在操作完成的时候发出一声铃响，所以 ring up 就被用来表示交钱和找钱这个过程。
在美国商店里啊，货品的价格是不包括销售税的。收款机再把每样东西的价钱加起来，得到总数以后呢，还要加上税，这才是顾客应该要付的钱。购买货品的总数再加上税，也就是 plus tax。
接下来是课文的第三段 ，Richard 正要和杂货店的店主道别，忽然听见外面响起了警报声。店主说他是义务消防员，现在要关门，马上去救火。
What does that siren mean?
这警报是什么意思？
That's a fire. And that's my call from the firehouse. I'm going to have to close up the store right now.
这是火警，这是消防队在呼我。我现在就得把店铺门关掉。
Are you going to fight a fire?
你要去救火吗？
Yep, I'm a volunteer fireman.Now hold on. Any minute they'll be telling me the location of the fire.
Structure fire at 37 Cooper Street.
That's it.
对，我是义务消防员。等等，他们马上就会告诉我火灾地点。来了。
You're going there right now?
你马上就去吗？
Just as fast as I can drive there.
我要开车尽快赶到。
Would you mind if I came with you?
我可不可以和你一起去？
Are you trained to fight fires too?
你也受过灭火的训练吗
？No, but I'm trained to photograph them.
没有，但是我接受过拍摄火灾的培训。
Well, as long as you're careful and you don't get in the way, I guess it's okay. Let's get going.
只要你自己小心，别碍事儿，我想应该可以。咱们走吧。
做英语教学节目时间久了，听得什么都想，应该怎么翻译呢？不过这一段课文开头的警报啊，不用翻译，全世界的火警啊 都是大同小异。
好了，你别忙着翻译警报了，咱们还是来讲讲 firehouse 这个组合词吧。
行啊， firehouse 是 fire 火和 house 房子组成的词，不过这个组合词啊就不能望文生义，它不是火房或者着火的房子，而是救火的人平时值班的地方，也就是消防队。不过呢，也有不少组合词是可以望文生义的。就拿 fire 这个词来说，它组成的组合词包括 firebomb 燃烧弹、 fireplace 壁炉、 firepower 火力等等。
说到火啊，英文和中文在救火这个词的说法上有些不同，中文说救火，而英文的字面意思呢则是斗火， fight a fire。 Richard 呢问杂货店的老板， Are you going to fight a fire? 你要去救火吗？
英文 now N-O-W 表示现在， I must go now， 我必须现在就走。但是如果说 right now， 就是立刻马上的意思。 Close up the store right now就是商店马上关门。还有 Richard 问店主， You are going there right now? 你马上就到那儿去吗？
Just as fast as I can drive there， 我要尽快开车去。像这种句子呢，一定要把尽量的意思给翻译出来，但是也不能够按照字面的意思来直接翻译。举个例子吧， The little boy ran as fast as his legs could carry him。
啊，中文就是啊，这小男孩的腿能带着他跑多快他就跑多快。
哎呦，萧华哪有这样说话的，其实啊，中文的意思就是他拼命的跑。
哎，后来 Richard 想和杂货店的老板一起到火灾现场去，店主同意了吗？
店主啊答应带他去，可是呢条件是他不能碍事儿。 In the way 就是阻挡妨碍的意思。我们接下来听课文的第四段，也是最后一段。杂货店店主告诉 Richard 发生了火灾，全镇的男女居民正一起出动灭火。他还说啊，所有的消防队员都是义务人员，因为维持专业消防队的费用太高了。
All over town, men and even a few women are answering this call. They're stopping work and jumping in their cars, all heading to the same place.
正在全镇各处的一些男人还有好几位女士都在响应消防队的呼唤，他们停下手中的工作，跳进汽车，全都赶往同一个地点。
How many volunteers are there in this town?
这个镇里有多少义务消防员？
About 30. We could use a few more. We're all volunteer firefighters. We don't get paid for what we do. In a town this size, there isn't enough money to pay full-time firefighters.
大约有30名，再多点人就更好了。我们都是义务消防员，不拿任何报酬。像我们这样的小镇，没有足够的资金来维持专业消防队。
See this car passing us just now?
看见刚过去的那辆汽车了吗？
It says Fred's Pizza on the side. Is he a firefighter too?
车的旁边印着 Fred's 比萨饼的字样，他也是消防员吗？
Freddy, he's our fire chief.
Freddy.他是我们的消防队长。
杂货店主一边开车前往着火地点，一边对 Richard 说，在全镇各处的一些人都在 answering this call。 在这里啊， call 是消防队的呼唤， answer this call 是响应这个呼唤，也就是听到呼唤后前往火灾现场。
嗯，这个镇上啊有大约30名志愿消防队员，但是看来还不够。 We could use a few more， 再多点人呢、啊、就更好了。 Could 这种用法呢比较独特，看起来啊是陈述句，但实际上呢它却表达了愿望或是要求。哎，打个比方吧，萧华你现在要下班了，可是呢我需要你帮忙，我就跟你说，萧华 I could use some extra help。这实际上啊就是在委婉的表示希望你能留下来帮我一下的愿望。
嗨，需要帮忙就直接说好了，而且我帮助人啊从来都是分文不取。 I don't get paid for helping people. Pay for something 是为某事付钱。 How much did you pay for the new TV set? 你花了多少钱买那台新电视机？ Get paid 是挣钱，挣到钱。We don't get paid for what we do. What we do 是指义务消防队员的事儿。全句话是说，我们做义务消防队员是没有报酬的，或者说没有工资的。
听众朋友，您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目 Tuning in the USA， 收听美国英语。我们刚才对课文进行了分段翻译和讲解，下面把课文从头到尾听一遍。
There you go. 8, 9, and 10. You got my last 10 rolls of photographic film. This is a small town here. I've never sold so many rolls in one day.
And I've never run out of film so quickly. I guess that's because there are lots of interesting things to photograph in Pennsylvania.
Is taking pictures your business?
Yes, I'm a professional photographer. I'm working on a book about America. I've been traveling around the country for over a month.
Just taking pictures?
Just taking pictures.
Where are you from?
New York.
The big city. Now there's a different way of life.
Mm-hmm. It's no small town.
Let me ring up your order. All right. 10 rolls at $3.50 a roll. That's 35. Plus tax makes $36.75.
Here you go. $36.75 exactly.
Thank you for shopping at Elmer's General Store. I hope you come back sometime.
What does that siren mean?
That's a fire. And that's my call from the firehouse. I'm going to have to close up the store right now.
Are you going to fight a fire?
Yep, I'm a volunteer fireman. Now hold on. Any minute they'll be telling me the location of the fire.
Structure fire at 37 Cooper Street.
That's it.
That's 37 Cooper Street. Structure fire.
You're going there right now?
Just as fast as I can drive there.
Would you mind if I came with you?
Are you trained to fight fires too?
No, but I'm trained to photograph them.
Well, as long as you're careful and you don't get in the way, I guess it's okay. Let's get going.
Structure fire at 37 Cooper Street.
All over town, men and even a few women are answering this call. They're stopping work and jumping in their cars, all heading to the same place.
How many volunteers are there in this town?
About 30. We could use a few more. We're all volunteer firefighters. We don't get paid for what we do. In a town this size, there isn't enough money to pay full-time firefighters.See this car passing us just now?
It says Fred's Pizza on the side. Is he a firefighter too?
Freddy? He's our fire chief.
听众朋友，在结束这一讲之前，我们根据课文内容做一个英文的问答练习，请大家听完每个问题之后用英语回答。
What was Richard doing in the store?He was buying film. What did Richard hear while talking with the store owner? He heard a siren. Why did the store owner have to close up the store? Because he was a volunteer fireman and had to fight the fire.How many volunteer firefighters were there in the small town? About 30. Why didn't they have full-time firefighters? Because the small town did not have enough money.
各位听众，收听美国英语第46课第一讲播送完了。
我是郑玉文，
我是肖华，
谢谢大家收听，
下次节目再见。